Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngari zamanyi.
And God the mighty hand club.
Mugoromeze.
Glorify him.
Thank him
for the good time he has added us in his presence. Move
him
to lift him up. Move on to thank him. Thank him for the good time he gives you in his presence. I request you sit down. We thank the Lord for the good time he gives us in his presence. Again, to move, teach us to profit and to show us the way we have to go. In the various seasons have come and the time is moving on, that God may fulfill his word as his promise always is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God chooses a day.
Kwegamba appointing olunaku.
God appoints a day.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda alonda olunaku.
God appoints a day.
Esawa.
The hour.
Naatekamu na nesawa za allowance.
And he puts in hours of allowance.
Ezokutuukiriza ekigambo ki.
Of fulfilling his words.
Sikulwa nga sitaani atwekulumbalizaako.
Lest Satan takes advantage of us.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Njagala tugabane ku kigambo ekyo.
I want us to share about that word.
Nti Katonda alonda olunaku.
That God appoints a day.
Esawa.
The hour.
Nesawa is allowance.
Given hours of allowance.
Okutuukiriza ekigambo ki.
To fulfill his words.
Sikulwa nga sitaani atwekulumbalizaako.
Lest Satan takes advantage of us.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So wabeerawo obudde obwo obuteekebwawo.
There is that appointed time.
Katonda ye Katonda omugezi yekka.
God is the only wise God.
Era tayinza kukola bintu bitatuukiridde.
Cannot do things not perfected well.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So Katonda alonda olunaku.
So God appoints a day.
Esawa.
The hour.
Naatekamu neza allowance.
And he puts in hours of allowance.
Okutuukiriza ekigambo ki.
To fulfill his words.
Sikulwa nga sitaani atwekulumbalizaako.
Satan takes advantage of us.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mayi sitaani atera okwekulumbaza.
Satan always takes advantage of us.
Singa temuzura.
If you don't discover.
Nti ebintu ebyo byonna Katonda abiteekawo.
That all those things God sets them up.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda kennyini.
God himself. He appoints a day. And he puts the hour.
Naatekamu allowance time.
Even he puts in allowance times. Yes.
Ezokutuukiriza ekigambo ki.
Of fulfilling his words.
Sikulwa nga sitaani atwekulumbalizaako.
Lest Satan takes advantage of us.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era singa.
And if.
Kano kanoting.
This one note it.
Singa fwe nga abaana ba Katonda.
If we as children of God.
Kono nebiro.
We waste the seasons.
Fetu batu bino kubinunura.
It's us who have to redeem them.
Wabuda tesi nga Katonda.
Yet if God.
Ayongera yebiro.
Forwards the seasons.
Abali no kubiza.
He has to restore them back. Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Singa fe.
We as children of God.
Tuzanyira mu biro.
We play in those seasons. We have to redeem them.
Ate singa Katonda.
And if God.
Ayongera yebiro.
Forwards those seasons.
Aba inokubiza.
Then he has to restore them. Yes.
Yuvula yagamba Sara.
That's
yagamba
why
Ibrahim.
Told Abraham.
Nti ebiro webiridda.
That when the seasons will be back.
Kubanga Katonda yali abyongezaayo.
God is one who had forwarded them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Njogedde bwentyo.
I've spoken like this.
Kubanga olw'okuteekateeka okulungi.
Because for the good preparation.
We
forwarded the seasons from the command of God.
And
moved it from 13th September.
We
forwarded it to 13th of October. And we changed the month. But the date remained the 13th, even that same year. So that we can have good preparations of the entire nation. It's not something of here as you saw it. That in the period where we have been trying ourselves.
Tumaze okuyita Abanayuganda okuva mu
after we called Ugandans from all regions and districts, you saw people came from those places, they came here. They have people they represented. Now when going back, they were there praying, Lord, add us time that we can prepare people well. As we say, no, it's the date 13th. Yet our brethren were in the prayers as we called them. They were thanking God. Lord, thank you. Time had passed us. We didn't know how we are going to work in the short time. Now they felt much joy. And we told them, it's going to give them a good mobilization
and
good coordination of the entire nation.
Wait
to give us repair for them well. There's nothing which stopped. God just added us more time. Because I've told you that God appoints a day, the hour,
and
in allowances of fulfilling his words. Lest Satan takes advantage of us. And I tell you that if we children of God, we play in the seasons, then we have to redeem them. But if God forwards the seasons, then he has to restore them. Yes. Those words are very important. The ones we're going to be explained. Yet all of them we are careful. Lest Satan takes advantage of us. God has a reason why he puts in place all those. Because he knows they must appear things which trouble us. Satan has to effect a lot of schemes in that season. That's why in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, it begins telling us these words.
2
Corinthians chapter 2, verse
11.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Yes. Satan not to take advantage of us. We are not like those ignorant of his devices. Now Satan does like this. He can fix you on that day.
And
he binds you, puts you in bondage in that day. And he shows you, if that day bypass you, you are finished. Now what God did, he knew Satan had schemes like those. God appoints a day, he appoints the hour, he puts in even allowances of fulfilling his words, because he knows it, that Satan will take advantage of my children, and he makes schemes there. And he'll fight those they are meant to use. As you know, the money we are meant to use. Our leaders meant to stand with us. And they are very ready. But in the time they wanted to work with us, one of their colleagues got severely sick. He's a very important person, second in the nation. Yes. He got very critical. Those in Kenya began to point fingers in us. That Uganda supported Ruto, stole the vote. Wanted to fight Ugandans who were in Kenya. And they prepared terrorists to attack this nation. Passing them through Ethiopia. And the leaders diverted to go in those to reconcile the Ethiopians and the government. The meetings there were very many. We were speaking with the son, updating us how things are moving. And to tell us to move on, pray for the nation.
So,
if don't know that those things happen like that, we may fight for the day and certain binds you on it. And you get be bound.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because God deals with things will happen like that. God never appoints one day, appoints a day. He appoints the hour. He adds in the allowances. Now it's true. That's the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Begins on the date of 13. The month of September. But the,
it,
right from the date of 14th of September, to the end of year 2022, all those are allowances, times, and periods.
Allowance days,
allowance
times within.
Days, times.
Amen.
Kubanga yagama okubanga.
From the date of 14th to the end of year. Are free to launch in many times we want.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And God did all those like that. But when he speaks in Matthew, he says, there are things which not never fail to happen. But what one who brings them. God to appoint a time and put in allowances.
Because
there are things which will, offenses will surely happen. He knows it. There are things which you are meant to happen. And the trouble is children in preparations.
Why
does he put in allowance times? Yes.
Let's read
Matthew 18, we see. Matthew chapter 18, from verse 7.
Matthew esula 18, from verse 7.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 7.
Zili sange si orevi sitaza. Kubange visitaza tebili de makuja. Nezili sango muntoyo aleta echisitaza.
Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offenses come. Yes. They never fail to happen.
Yes,
God, yes, he's appointed the time. He's appointed the day. He's appointed the hour.
He
adds in hours of allowance. That he can fulfill his words. Less than takes advantage of us. See if we do not know his devices. Now those who know that so God have said, I'm going to do this thing in this hour, on this day, in this month, in this year. Even Satan is waiting. There are things he's going to do in the midst there to try to hinder and fail that.
And
no, Satan is a fool.
What I'm
going to do, I'm going to give my children a day.
I'll
give them hour.
I'll
put in allowances.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Have you seen that word? And God puts in allowances.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in Galatians he says that Satan knows to spy our freedom.
He
can enter in secretly and he knows you have the liberty, have a day God appointed, have the hour he appointed, even the allowances of fulfilling his words. And he knows you not being revealed of allowance times involved, allowance times God put to fulfill his word. Now what he does, he puts in bondage of one day. He takes you in bondage and you panic and you do things not right.
The
Holy Spirit you are to welcome, it's one you've insulted. Have you understood what I try to tell you? For if the hour we rush,
Satan
has blocked monies, tightened things. You've brought people here. 3 days, 40,000 people. They have to eat and drink. They have to sleep. They have given transport to and fro.
It's
rich, they are not there. They are not enough.
Yeah.
One who comes before you, you insult that person as a dog. Praise Jesus much. We have to calculate well the seasons. Let Satan takes advantage of us.
We
have to be people count seasons very well. You don't appear fixed, for God gives us allowances. Praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that time is put there, and it's their work as allowances. Because God knows there are things, offenses made to happen. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So there are seasons God appoints.
Set
comes by and you don't know those seasons. He can put you in bondage. And you think of one day. Forget all the other days of allowances. And you fix on one
hour.
You forget hours of allowances. And you are fixed on one month. Forget months of allowances. When
you say
from the date of 14th September 2022, that months to the end of year 2022, all their days of mighty, mighty move of Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. All their days, they have been considered. When God helps
it,
that is it, we've prepared everything. Still we do like that.
Yet,
still, if there are things which trouble us, I have to get this allowance time, and we use it very well. We prepare ourselves well. Somebody say, Apostle is very wise. Still he's gotten a way, he speaks that to us. Now you come in the position I am, you prepare, me I wait as we work. You quickly come register, we get out of here. You coordinate all nations for in the remaining few days.
You
prepare money, feed them and they drink. Because you say that I'm very crafty.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. The
person
said, but that man.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
That
man is very crafty and cunning. Still is not lacked a way to speak that to us. If I'd locked away, what else would you have done? And I spoke to Pastor Newman one day. And Pastor Ronnie. And Pastor Abdiel. I told them I've gone home. I listened very well. What the Spirit of God is saying in this time. Even though He teaches us to profit,
and
He show us the way we have to go, still He remain lead us.
Amen.
Praise Jesus
much.
So in Galatians chapter 2, verse 4, He says this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 4.
Nayorwa aboluganda abobulimba abayingizibwa mukyama abayingira mukyama okuketta eddembe lyaffe lye tulina mu Kristo Yesu okututeeka mu buddu.
And because of false brethren brought in unawares, who came in secretly to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage.
You see,
they spy and realize your freedom.
If you
do not know your liberty, they drive you, put you in bondage.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Remember, we came telling you in the 2nd Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11, Satan should not take advantage of us. As if we don't know his devices. Schemes are moving on. After God realized things will be like that, in Matthew 18, verse 7,
he
said the offenses shall surely happen. But what to one who brings them? After God knows like that,
he said
the Galatians 2, in the verse 4, that enter your liberty if you do not know it, and they put you in the bondage.
You are fixed to 1/13 of September 2022,
and you don't know that God appoints the days of allowances. Appoints on the hour.
Put
on allowance hours.
Appoints
on the year. Now we have there 2022. All
the
pillars to move. Is it been finished? It ends on the 13th of September. The year is still moving. You must have been revealed of that. And we offer knowledge of God. National ministries. Even the package of the worldwide call. To packet the nation Uganda. To take Africa and all nations.
You
must know the seasons very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For seasons appear and they are numerous, not fixed. Yes. If you're bound in seasons, then we can bind the whole world in seasons.
And
the whole world you put it in bondage.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
you meant to proclaim to your brethren what is required to be done.
As
the first Chronicles chapter 12, the verse 32. You have to know the seasons and what ought to be done. Let's read, we see.
1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse
32.
Ne ku baana ba Isakaali, abasajja abategeeza ebiro bwe byali, okumanya ebigwanidde Isirayiri okukola, emitwe gyabwe gyali 12. Ne baganda baabwe bonna abagenderanga okulagira kwabwe.
And of the children of Issachar, who were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were under their commands. Yes. You know, you see, that the children of Issachar, they understood the times, the appointed seasons,
and
that to know what Israel ought to do, and they spoke them to their brethren. All of them obeyed them.
Now,
it is this, brethren, we ask for knowledge of God national ministries.
Must
know the seasons through which we shall proclaim to our brethren in the entire world. God gave us a sample. You meant to go to campaign revival in the north because we work together with him. Northern Nazi told them, come here, I speak to you, the work moving on. And they loved the campaign very much. If you say we are going to the north,
we
find 10 of people welcoming us there. More than the other time we were just going there, and we had no one welcome us there. God has benefited, summarized. God, the great work, did it. I want you based right at the base. And you prepare me for my children, I bring them. They went in campaign, they have never known us before. That's when they realized all along they had known us.
Amen.
And they do not want to know any other thing. Even those who went in the conference of pastors, those sides. And people came out, spoke of the call of the nation. And the others stood out, they said, we were at the place where this work is meant to be.
Amen.
All these ones are confusing us. Among those came regional coordinators, Kampala, all those of Central came. Now they were in that conference, they told them, no, we covered where this real work is meant to begin. This work of revival and restoration.
Amen.
And when they came, they told me, we don't take us as visitors. Take us, we are children of this place. You can call me and you say, come here and go coordinate the city.
Amina.
Praise Jesus much.
Then,
though you tell them bring here like 200,000 people, they bring them. Some of them are coordinating even East Africa. Others coordinate Africa.
You
know, God to quicken that campaign.
Amen.
Every time they are making calls,
in
the West we have spread this campaign everywhere.
Transport,
is there transport enough? We bring all the people. All regions, everywhere they are in those places. Of course, we work together with him.
It's
so that if he send us in the campaign now, our coming back may be hard. He reserved us.
So,
as you've heard in the First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 32,
it
required us to know the seasons and what ought to be done. And if it's us who've messed up the seasons, then we have to redeem them. But we have been here, we don't put out the fire. It means then God, one who forwarded the seasons, he has to restore them. Nothing is going to change in his preparations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Nothing is going to change. The Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 16. He says like this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
16.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. If it's us wasted those seasons, we would have redeemed it by ourselves. And we have to stop sleep day and night for some time because we play in the systems of God. Because we've been right at the base and we strive. On those conference of the Thursday and the Friday, you really worked. You know, to work tirelessly. We raised the 30 million shillings in one day. We got it in different sources. Yet we say one thing that day.
We
called the people, we don't withdraw this program. Now we didn't waste the time of God. God is one who's decided forward it to profit our brethren.
We
every word to tell them we have it.
It's
them who are died in the spirit of seeking God. And today if you do not give them transport, they cannot come. If you don't feed them, they can never feed themselves.
The
reason, the entire church of salvation, most pastors who moved ahead of us robbed it. They made them sell their cows, their gardens, they sold their plots of land, and they destroyed their businesses. And church appeared very poor. Church of Salvation, the house of God,
and
they lacked anything to eat. And they put it, injected in much money in the eras before. And they came in pastors in Kampala, and they knew they had come to seek God, and they never saw him, and they got weekends. Pastors called them, they no more came. Pastors for making names, they may put in transport to bring them.
The
people have not come to see God, but they have come.
A
pastor to say he gathered this number of people. He goes to the president, tell him these people need help. When he brought out help, he ate it by himself. The leaders have been telling us all about. They told us, build a new generation. Build a new church. Don't attach yourselves to the pastors who are old in the system. Because they became wolves. You know, president of the nation telling you that? You wonder. You wonder so much, you say. Our fathers, they went, did what to the leaders? I speak of fathers in the gospel.
So, first,
we're going to awake spirit of seeking God in Ugandans, but it had died in them. For when they knew they no more come in the cities,
they
began to go to their villages, they made them sell cows, fields of sugar cane.
Every
possession of theirs, they sold it. And people remained with nothing. The church of salvation appeared very poor. Pastors in there, and they ate the fats.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's come from verse 15 to verse
18.
Ephesians chapter 5 from verse
15.
Kale, mutunule nnyo bwe mutambulanga. Singa abatalina magezi, naye nga abalina amagezi.
See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Yes. We see we walk carefully. We are careful. Not as the fools, but when we have wisdom in the word, we tell us the rightful thing to do.
For
when we rush here
and
there break the hearts of Ugandans already who are sick by now. They are sick.
You've
brought them and you've broken them more. You showed them that hope and a reason. The salvation of God has come back. After you called them very well, and they reach here, you fail to get transport, take them back. 40,000 people. And you fail to have a place to make them sleep. And they don't eat food.
At
least do it once and it is very right. They will begin to put transport in themselves. They will begin to see for where they stand with the ministry.
wabade tulina okuba abeegendereza kubanga sitaani
had to be careful because Satan
ayinza oba akozaayo ekintu kimu ne mukuba omulembe omupya
make you do one thing and strike the new generation you yourselves
abantu ne bagwamu amaanyi nga babadde bamanye esuubirize
we can discourage the new hope had come When they left here, everything we had worked on it very well. They went back, said, God has given us a new hope.
Amen.
And they were very surprised that in the city of Kampala, there are still people who are beyond the acts of apostles and the prophets. They got so surprised. And they said, are you in the acts of prophets and apostles? You are which kind of people? But as they know, the food we ate is the same they ate. These are our people. Everything we are doing is surprising them. And they faced and experienced it in the summary. After they will experience the fullness of it. I don't know whether it will get awestruck. But if we shall move when we are careful, we are going to do the goodness of God. Let's repeat the verse 15. Enter to verse
17.
Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15.
Kale mutunule nyo bwe mutambulanga. Singa abatalina magezi. Naye nga abalina amagezi.
See then that you walk carefully. Not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse
17.
Therefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Yes. We should not be as unwise people. But
we
have to understand the will of the Lord. God, he proclaims the date of 14th. He put the allowance days. It can't be 14, 15,
20.
He chose the month. He put in the allowance of months. End of year 2022. That period, what does he want?
Proclaim
the worldwide call. The greatest and the last on the planet Earth. Explain it very well. That is what he wants. Not bound it on one day. No. If it's us who wasted the seasons, we had to redeem it back. But the good thing, he forwarded it. Lest the evils mock us. Yes. Lest they mock and laugh. You know, Sarah, they told her, you get pregnant and give a birth to a child. The evil based in her laughing.
It goes
so fine. Means he wants to take my people out of
faith.
He told Abraham and Sarah, when the times will get back, he forwarded them. Did he not forward it there? Teacher Eddie, did he not forward it?
When
it to come back the exact timings. I forwarded the times. When
we
reach the 13th of October and they come back.
Amen.
They're not going to contend with Lucifer. So he sits on a needle. If we do not have wisdom, by this time we would have moved to prayer of warfare.
It's
very bad to cane a dead lizard. Many canes. You are wasting your own strength then. Praise Jesus.
This issue
Satan has nothing in it. Struggles out there causing troubles. Nothing will do to stop this work.
Amen.
We cannot even begin prayer of warfare.
Who
goes on the dead lizard to kill it to sweat in vain? It's like people, there are some people who are going for burial. And the cars break down, it refuses to move. And they get the take off the corpse that it is makes the car break down. They begin to cane it. Praise Jesus.
So,
there are those appointed seasons. Yet there are also allowances. Let's set and put that in bondage.
What is
called bondage? What is called bondage? What bondage? How do you understand it? You speak with the brethren. The word bondage, you are bound.
The person bound.
They don't have freedom. Every liberty is withdrawn from them. They are bound in a prison. They have no freedom. You know, in the prison, many times by the 10th hour of the day, you have to enter and sleep. 10th hour of the day. In the prison, 10th hour you have to be inside sleeping. It's night to them. That's what they call it bound.
It
does not go beyond the 10th hour when you have not slept. And you sleep where you have slept. There are lies and every discomfort there. You sleep on the rib side. That's called bondage.
After
Satan discovered, do not know your liberty. Can fix you on one day.
And
you don't have any liberty, you don't turn elsewhere. You do things which cause trouble to others.
You
shame God and you no more get shamed. There are some born again. They say, me, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And they begin to do things which cause shame.
Yes, you
must praise Jesus much. So we have to understand the seasons how they are. Let's read in Genesis chapter
18.
Genesis chapter 18, verse 10.
Nayogera nti siride makoko mawoli ekisera bwe kiritta era laba Sara mukaziwo alizaala omwana w'obulenzi. Sara n'awulira mu mulyango gw'eweema eyali ennyuma we.
And he said, I will certainly return unto you according to the time of life. And lo, Sara your wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. He told him, that appointed time when it will come.
He,
yes.
You will
pregnant, give birth to a male child. Sarah heard it and she did what? Let's read we hear. Genesis chapter 18, verse 11.
Ibrahim ne Sarah bali bakadiye. Iranga bayitiridde obukadde songa Sara tachabera ng'empisa eyabakazi bweri.
Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women.
Olunyoro 12
verse 12.
Sara naseka mundaye ngayogera nti ngamaze okukaddiwa ndisanyuka era ne mukama wange ngakaddiye.
Therefore Sarah laughed in herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my lord being old also? Verse 13.
Mukama n'agamba Ibulayimu nti, kiki ekimusesezza Saala ng'ayogera nti mazima ddala? Nti, ng'ayogera nti mazima, ndizaala omwana nga nkaddiye.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a suddenly bear a child whom am I old? Verse 14.
Waliwo ekirema Mukama, mu biro ebyateekebwawo ndikomawo w'oli, ekiseera bwe kiridda, ne Sara alizaala omwana ow'obulenzi.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Yes.
The
seasons they had to get pregnant. Within you, there is a law of sin. Make you laugh. It loves. What will you be able to do? The Lord said, let me add on the seasons, I'll bring them back. Yes.
No,
God has saved us from those who would have laughed at us when we had failed on those things. You know when you fail on things? When you've called the entire nation?
And
you didn't account well? Bring that I've spent 3 days.
And
consume the entire money you've reserved for one day.
And
you proclaim, brethren, you go back today.
What? Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus. Then you have gotten shamed. But it is good to know that God, when he points on the day he has days of allowances,
and
when he points on the hour, has hours of allowance, when he points to the month, as allowance month is included. Because he said on the 13th of September 2022, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit has to move from the nation. It is given from 14 in the September, gives you in the real September, gives you October, gives you November, gives you December. All through the year 2022. If you don't know those, Satan binds you on one day, and you don't have liberty, and we sweat. I saw the musicians, and they are rushing, trying. Maybe I've finished the dancing. How we prepared well. We are going to sing live there. They put it recorded. They have brought the children. Remember, how did you sing before? You sing quickly. Some they ran from their home to sleep here.
And to sleep one
over sleep here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. There is going to be a great confusion and chaos there.
You
saw the central government, they put you there. Have you seen it? Those of the healthy.
Different.
Did you know where you are going to work? Every group has to appear with their uniform.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tulinamu abachurch sector.
Because we have those of the church sector.
Abageno kuranjwa ku order and decency.
Those responsible on the order and decency.
Baino kuba na masuti
gabo. They must appear with their suits. Yes.
Na abakazi nga baina ebya skati za
abo. Women with their scarves.
Na marching aburuji.
And they march very well.
Amen. Abageno kuwasaganya education sector.
Those who are in the education sector.
Those
under natural gifts and callings. Those to help to see that people are writing, they have books. Them to have appear with their clothing. That day we shall first introduce, have you seen these groups? Those who close this, they work in this.
Our political goal. department,
the political sector, all of those of policies have to be there when they know. The law is going to be followed in the gathering.
Wow.
The pastor appears
close,
very well, the suits of our government.
Amen.
Those of the healthy sector have to clothe like those in the healthy sector. Their suits and they have clothes. How the healthy personnel appear.
Now
they have to have handkerchiefs and the masks. When they find someone sneezing, get a handkerchief and a mask. Don't pray to the living.
Amen.
You must have quick prayers there.
If
it's Panadol, first aid,
headache,
get a prayer, get Panadol. You are joking.
Amen.
There are
those who work in the social sector. They must have ability to speak all languages.
At least
three languages each. We are going to welcome people of different languages, tribes. It's you to welcome them
and
interpret what they want.
Come,
a does not know English and they know that staunch Nyankole. They have to call Phoebe, teacher Phoebe. And she comes to begin
Arugambe.
Speak it. Those who have to grow very well. Yes.
They
have the tags, this handle this social sector. They start
again.
Make people stand to welcome. They don't know languages. Could you greet well? You kneel down. But you greet a person without knowing Luganda, and
yes,
you kneel down.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord, Luganda. These have to teach us the languages. Nyankole, how they conduct themselves in greeting. These northerners, how did they greet this
site?
At least greeting when you know them. You
have
not worked and done it anyway, at all.
You
reach that northern how they greet.
Oh, baby.
You help us because I need to know how it is done. I told you have
these
to work in the central government, a lot of them. Not yet launched heavenly government. That's why we handle church sector of heavenly government. We cross it here. It works in the central.
Amen.
Yeah, those who go into games, music and sports.
Music and
the demonstration to be there, they will handle it.
Economic
sector,
they
have to close very well. Suits like those in the financial sector, they are. Yes.
Because
people give tithes and offerings, they know where songs are bought. Those who need message, they get it from where? They must announcing out our websites.
Application is a
different application. They have work on that day.
Amen.
Anyone without a book, it's over. How can they help them buy a book? Those when they come to say, what is here?
Now you are
going to do them in how many days? You were not going to be able to do it. Most of you would have reached to be here. And you are dreaming. 13. It has come.
You are welcome, our visitors.
They are not there. You are just dreaming.
You see, brother,
put the camera in nose.
They are coming,
the northerners. Pressure can be too much and you begin to act funny.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we conclude, because of time, in Job 23:14, in the time God points on something, he has many others like those. Yes. Let's read, we see.
Job chapter 23:14. Kubanga atukirize ekyo ekyatekerwawo nti nebingi ebiri bwe bityo ebiri naye.
For he performs the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. He never appears with one. God knows we're going to find fights. If he appoints a day like this, when I'm going to do this day, he puts in allowances.
God
is a wise God, you know that.
See,
governments have emergencies of the world.
When
they say to these books like this, we have the option B. God cannot put us in bondage like that. Does no one say that to bind us right there? God wants us to be free. And we do things required to be done.
You
can be eagerly to welcome the Holy Spirit.
And you begin to
speak harsh words
on
the function of welcoming him. For people become too much on you.
You
don't know what to take care of this. Who work on what? They find from the pulpit of your
diet.
They are on you. And they say you fool. just reduced to 40,000.
Now
see, they were saying 60,000. Every region gives us a number of people. When we say 40,000,
Central region ye Buganda.
Central region. Want to give them like 50,000. The rest, give them like 4,000. That is close to 40,000. For those we added on like Busoga,
we
saw those who had a population of many, we increased the number from there to make
40,000.
To seat 40,000 people, it's not 1,000. 1,000 times 40. Here we see how many people. At most 200,
250,
or 300. You've not even made a performance. You have failed to control yourselves. You're going to handle 40,000. They would have confused you, troubled, and reached to ask whether you begot them.
Did
you attach your big words? Harsh.
Umbav.
Polish.
And you
can follow this with arrogance.
This
is in the West.
You
tell them, sit there and say, me, I want to sit on right on the front.
And
you're trying to tell them, you foolish person, why don't you sit here?
Remember,
people are going to be sleeping there. Have to remain as soldiers there.
Okay,
going to get security to help us.
But
you have to give them guidance. Find a man sleeping where we told only women there.
See,
the foolishness of your home has not ceased to be with you. When the mind is tired, it can never filter words. You know you want to wake up. You would have faced it this time. Ask prolonged words. Praise him, God, the word Jesus Christ. You would have got tired.
Praise him
as is written in the John.
And
the kind of greeting,
remember,
you one person, you have to greet at least 1,000 people. Don't prolong those words on that day. If you speak once,
until
you're going to welcome and get tired. Most of those in the social sector to welcome them. Praise God, the word, the Son. John chapter 1, verse 1. He closed the place in John 14. He sits in the third heaven. As 1,000 people would enter. And you already sorted in the mind. You begin to insult and abuse them. Now, because you heard that Easterners take long to understand,
you know
you take long to understand, I say, God decide.
There
will be this brother, Batoro, they always want to be together. Go sit here.
Lord,
you want to sit with your fellow Mutoro and you speak what here? Praise Jesus, man. Don't you see where you've headed to? They would have troubled that your head. And you feel you can no more handle it. You've gotten dizzy.
naye mu Efeso esula yokuna,
but in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 tugenda kuwaniriza
Mwoyo Mutukuvu,
we are going to welcome the Holy Spirit,
okutambula okw'amaanyi mu maanyi,
the mighty mighty more
okw'Mwoyo Mutukuvu
of the Holy Spirit,
revival and restoration of
all things, revival and restoration of all things.
Nokubanga tulina mu kintu kyonna kimunakuwaza,
we should not have anything in us which grieves him,
already twetegese already twejambuli
bubi, take out every evils
sikulwa nkulu tutaburwa,
lest on that day we get confused
onakwatoro okumwaniriza
and we do things which grieve him. Let's read we here.
Abefeso esule yokuna nolunyoro asatu.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
Sote muna kuwazanga omwoyo omutukufu owa Katonda. Eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Yes.
Know
you may appear when one you're going to welcome, yet is one you're going to grieve. Trouble is right there if you don't analyze very well.
How
are you to grieve him at the same time as one you welcome? Have you seen teacher Eddie? We would have ended. One we've welcomed, we've grieved him. And he began to move.
Yet
he's grieved right from the base where he bases. But it comes from where? Verse 29 he said, there would have been corrupt communications. Let's come from verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
Buli kigambo ekivundu kiremenga okuva mu kamwa kamwe, naye ekirungi bwe kinaabangawo olw'okuzimba nga omuntu bwe yeetaaga abawulira kibawenga ekisa.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the
hearers.
Those who come, they come to hear.
We
must be smart. Each has know what they speak, what should not speak. If it was possible because of time, even heavenly government would have prepared it. Those who handle standard strategies, you know, when they ask the call of the nation, I can begin to struggle to explain them.
They
go to the group and understand the strategies. They can ask things of church.
I
don't know, they go in the department of church. They can ask things of heaven. And they don't know how to explain well. They go on elders of the church. But we still have many things to prepare. We have things to prepare. We are going only central government in that conference. But the next, after calling brethren from all regions, we shall rest a little. We move to the regional centers. Every region we shall launch there. Means at the base there will remain very few people. Many people we cannot go 2-3 there. If we
are
to set a standard there and they see it. After region, we shall go to district level. Know how many districts in that region?
We
divide them in 2 or 3. We have to give them base there. Choose where the base will be. Some of them have handed over their ministries. They say when full knowledge comes on the region, the base is put here. When they come
to
district, every district will put a base here.
Amen.
Things quickly moved. But the one who comes says, do not do things which are going to grieve me.
Even
those who have come to hear me, they have moved.
bagende ngate mbachankalanyiza buchankalanya.
Go when you have messed them up.
I want to know where that adjustment is on as
well. That's where has come all that adjustment you see.
As long as there's
day and appointed days, those of allowance,
there is
hour and appointed hours of allowance, those appointed month and the month of allowances. Praise Jesus much. If we speak such words and they
are out,
we do not have order. We don't differ with the gatherings which have happened before. Then it means it's not yet moved. Let us repeat. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29.
Buli kigambo ekivundu kiremenga okuva mu kamwa kammwe. Naye kirungi bwe kinaabangawo olw'okuzimba ng'omuntu bwe yeetaaga abawulira kibawe ng'ekisa.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Olinnyo lwasatu.
Verse 30.
So temunakuwazanga Omwoyo Omutukuvu wa Katonda eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31.
Okukawa konna n'obusungu n'obukambwe n'okukayana n'okuvuma bibavengako awamu n'ettima lyonna.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Yes. All those we have to reach there, and they are not there.
But
they are what which grieve one who is coming.
Why
you priests proper your faiths? Some of you are still you show that you are filled with wrath.
Pastors,
angels, faces as if they have been beaten, as if they have been scratched. Others as if they spend the night as they slap them. Know what we have to move to know? That our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now when you will come, once if I show people that there is a difference when the Spirit is present and the Spirit is moving, but to fight you, you are full of liberty.
Amen.
And you
don't hold any anger.
What's taking
time ordering us? Every filth, he takes it away.
What will come, you can
grieve him the spirit of truth.
And he come
to move and rather get griefs.
Yourselves
where he best
to move Uganda
and the world.
You're
all saddened.
As
I said, as you repent,
put on prayer
partners, as you get married, why do you deny?
You give
what I tell you, give them.
You guys
were wondering why God is too much on us. He takes away this, even this one.
Okay, no. And
you look as if the old jaw has been burnt. That's why women, they told them to loose, open their air, be free. Let the hair breathe of the air, which is natural. Now they are going to plate hair nice, and the heads are fresh. The faces have been all tightened, stiffened. They don't breathe, no breathing space. And the heads can no more hold scriptures. All the aerations are blocked. And they
said,
lose them. You make them free.
Have you
seen? Where they go, they make us cut off the hair. They know that air is the honor of the woman.
And
when they cut off, they shame their heads. But the heads, right from your youth in teenage age,
at
40 years, you plated the hair. You put in motion, the aeration is no more accessed in the head.
You
begin to tell me, we don't get scriptures, Apostle. The man doesn't want to get close to me in the bed. The head is smelling.
Now
when you're in a saucepan eating,
it's
a story about the mouth is smelling. You eat when you look aside. You don't want to feast.
Now
the married people, they're like that. They sleep eating, they look in masaka sides.
When you
speak, you understand it. Like this, what they smell, they don't have, they hate these rocks. They eat looking that side. You look this side, no, I'm comfortable this side.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
So we had
to shepherd you very well. We had
to
be sober very well.
And
we've been ordered. We don't have any harsh appearing
Obusungu
on our face. Anger. So you had anger on your face. As if you lost what on yourself. And the dog died on them. Like that tree where they throw the carcass of dogs.
And the uncle,
as if something smells before them. Frowned like that. That one is God will come to the Holy Spirit. And the Ugandans the might.
Face you did
it. The face is full of wrinkles, tightness.
So called demoro as a tomorrow.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse
31.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Yes.
Yeah,
people have been bitter, they're so bitter.
When
you look at them, you fear even to go greet them.
But if
you quickly greet that, you can leave that environment. And they are so bitter. All
of
these Holy Spirit does not want to see them. They
are
to get out every evil in us.
Others'
eyes are red on them, but I don't say what.
That
you have sins inside you, they strangled you.
And
the eyes are red. They are red. Like onion.
We've
not any other sickness in you except that of sin. But
you
feel no bitterness. When they look at the face, they wonder. The eyes. As if you're someone they have been beating in wrestling. Others have wrath. If you step on them like this. If you feel like their husband who beat them then and they chase them away.
Kumbav.
And foolish. Anger. Clamor. Evil speakings. Speaking obscenities. All of that sort, he said, let them go away,
which
can grieve the Holy Spirit.
Where
we are going, there are things we should have to move from here, and we no more have them. Then we will come the chief guest, the Holy Spirit. Then he begin to move.
For
but he decided to forward days. He moved to order us.
Amen.
You see,
you're angered over your wife.
You're
on your husband, angered of them.
Going to come,
you don't know them and they trouble a lot.
You say,
head decide they go elsewhere.
So, required
we ourselves to get proper initially.
2 Corinthians 3:17.
Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes.
Had
to become free.
Unless
we're bound in any way, or we're bound in time, or in the
arts,
or in the appearances, or in speech, or in the way we do things, the Spirit then will move. We shall give him a great base. A powerful one. All the time God tried to order us that he has where he will base the world to accept him.
Remember,
the world does not receive him, for they do not know him.
First,
be within us who know him, keep ways reconciling with him. That's why all the time, by the Holy Spirit, trying to see that all the ways, those not worthy, not of God, they cease to be in you. For the one you want to welcome, the Holy Spirit, he doesn't want things which grieve him. Grieve him, he can be there, yet he's silent. Everything happens
there.
Demons is there, but it never help you. But after we understand all those, he puts their liberty and he strengthens you. As
you
say in the Psalms 51, the Lord cast me not from your presence, take not away your Holy Spirit. Sustain me with your spirit of liberty. He can sustain, strengthen you.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So it's
going to bring peace and liberty there. You try to see that you examine such yourself. Still retain those issues spoken. Still retain any madness in you. You search it, cast it away out of yourself. In this single night. Do not think
you're going
to welcome him and he comes and there are things which miss him and grieve him.
If
I can convict world of sin, not the church of sin. He based in the Holy Church. He convict the world of sin.
So
God is going to first be within us to convict us again. How can that work then? Have you understood well? When they come and convict world of sin, righteousness and judgment.
So,
but that those he based in now is fighting with them.
We
had a great preparation to do in ourselves.
And
every time God angered, I told you, order here and there. But after you will rejoice over me.
Amen.
After you will come nations.
And then people said, these
are the special people.
Then
you say, I'm special.
But
I fought with you, make you special.
I saw when they spoke about
you, and you're all smiling.
That
we have
Kubanas. But
we fought with you to have them. Now you are all taking the recommendations.
If you're going
to eat, that coming is going to be much. You know, in the language of the rascals out there, they see that you eat the stones.
But
in the army, they say that they have been ranked. They put the peeps on you. Yeah. Apostle, why did you study the rascal language?
No,
we were in the heavenly journey. To know all.
In
the rascals, they say you have eaten the stones. They say
you
have gotten rank.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You know,
eating stones, what it means? Let's read in the Psalms, we see
Zaburi esulayata anomemu noru nyidiri wakumi narumu.
Psalms chapter 51 verse 11.
Tongo mawori, soto onzijako umoyo wa mutukuvu.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Wakumi nebidi.
Verse 12.
Onkomezeo esanyu eliovuloko zivo. Onyweze no moyo ogwedembe.
Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Yes. Cast me not from your presence.
Take
not away your Holy Spirit. Restore joy of salvation. Uphold with the spirit of liberty. Now he comes back.
Yet
must have prepared well where the best is meant to be.
Where
is going to best to move nations?
When Ugandans will
find us, we're very clear.
And
we have
order,
people admire, and they say, we are ready to give those people we meant to prepare. We are going to prepare Ugandans. They go prepare nations for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. But we must have aligned ourselves.
For
he go to speak those words.
Let's
move from the verse 10.
Zaburi esulayata no mwemu norinyore kumi.
Psalms chapter 51 verse 10.
Ontondemu omutima omulongofu ai Katonda.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yes. He said, create in me a clean heart. My spirit, you make it rightful. That never cast me from your presence. And you don't take away your Holy Spirit. It needs a clean heart. Souls those cleansed very well. Spirits perfected right. Remember when he comes. Romans 8 verse 14 up to 16 is to join with our spirits. And we be in one body. That's meant to be holy.
We
need many things to prepare among ourselves. Which maintain the Holy Spirit in our midst. Going to cause him begin to move. Praise Jesus much. But because of time, let us end here. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing and be ready to put in action immediately and to be ready to spread to others, to make nation disciples as we teach them all our Lord Jesus commanded us that he will be with us all the days, as promised in the Matthew 28:18 up to 20. And you do like that, he will be with you. He walk with him great things and the elevated things of God.
Amen.